We turn to the KRDO Newsline, where we're joined by Jonathan Toman of Peak Radar. And Jonathan, I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend because I love the Oscars. So for me, it's all about movies. But I know that there's a lot of other entertainment and arts events going on this weekend. So what do you have?
Good morning, Shannon. Yes, besides that couple of hours that you'll be planted in front of the TV to watch the Oscars, there are still a lot of things going on here in the Pikes Peak region, and I try to bring you a variety of events each week, and this week is no different. The variety being different types of events happening. The arts are filled with the serious and the not so serious, and I think we need both as part of arts and culture here locally in the Pikes Peak region. So we'll have a little bit of serious and a little bit of not so serious in these events. The first is the serious one. It's called Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. This will be tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Cornerstone Arts Center on the CC campus. It's the Colorado Vocal Arts Ensemble and the Colorado Springs Children Chorale. It's a seven-movement work created in 2015, sets to music the final words of seven black men and boys. This was part of a project that the composer thought as a private expression of his grief and a prayer for empathy and a way that to tackle important and painful problems through music and art. So that'll be tomorrow evening at the CC campus. The not so serious Dancing Dream ABBA Tribute Band is at Boot Barn Hall. This is two shows tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Boot Barn. Electrifies audiences of all ages with the best hits from the beloved Swedish pop star group, of course, ABBA. Also, this is this weekend as well. Sunday afternoon, Anthem Live and Boss Babe Networking will be hosting Women of the World, an international fashion show, weaving together some of the most beautiful cultures from around the world in a show-stopping and electrifying fashion show. That's 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Three more. Again, this theme of serious and not so serious. We've got The Thorn at the Pikes Peak Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Colorado Springs. Two performances early next week, Monday and Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Of course, The Thorn tells the epic story of God's love for the world and the spiritual battle for all humanity. So that'll be early next week. The Colorado Springs National Money Show is in town kind of middle of next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Broadmoor Hotel, Broadmoor Hall, starting at 10 a.m. each day. Millions in rare coins and numismatic treasures throughout the show. Admission is free, and visitors can also find out what their old coins and currency might be worth as well. And then finally, to end on a funky high note, Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, the musical, is running now at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College through March 24th. A great family-friendly performance. It's not easy being the pigeon. You never get to do anything. But when the bus driver has a crisis that threatens to make her passengers late, maybe the wily bird can do something indeed. So like always, Shannon, a good variety of events happening in the Pikes Peak region, along with, of course, the Oscars, as you mentioned.
Right. And I'm trying to remember, because we talked about some rare coin that has very rarely been seen is going to be at that convention, that numismatic convention. So hopefully people who know all about coins are excited about that. Yeah. But that might be worth a go and a visit. Sounds like fun.
It sounds like a great time, and there's 3 days of it. So if you can't go on Thursday, you can go on Friday or Saturday or vice versa.
Pack it in. All right. Well, thank you as always, Jonathan Toman, representing Peak Radar. What a great resource we have in our community. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Thanks, Shannon.